From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, potentially positive news for South Dakota wheat producers, a look at an effort the state uses to improve teacher shortages, and even more. It's Thursday, May 14th. Here are today's stories. While the national wheat crop is expected to be the smallest in decades, South Dakota's crop isn't expected to see large reductions. The United States Department of Agriculture recently released its World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report. All U.S. wheat production is projected down 424 million bushels from last year, more than a 20% decline. However, South Dakota isn't expected to see a huge crop reduction. That's according to Jonathan Kleinjohn, the executive director of the South Dakota Wheat Commission.
Well, in South Dakota, we're not seeing quite as big of a yield reduction as some of the other big states. So like, for example, Kansas is forecast to be down, 27.5% from last year. Texas is down. I mean, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas are all down around that 25%, give or take. South Dakota, we're only forecast to be 4% lower. The drought hasn't hit us quite as hard up here.
Although the state could use rain in certain areas, like the southwestern part, Kleinjohn says it's not been a huge concern for wheat producers.
Overall, we're in way better shape than some of the states to the south of us.
While that drought is an unfortunate reality for the producers struggling, it's also an opportunity for South Dakota producers to cash in.
And obviously, you don't wish hard times on anyone, but the fact that the winter wheat crop is going to be lower in the main states of Kansas, Oklahoma, that's added quite a bit of price to the bushels that will be produced this year. So, you know, we were looking at probably $4 winter wheat here earlier this year, last year, and now we're probably going to be looking at, you know, 5.5 to maybe 6. So, I mean, that helps.
While prices are up now, that wasn't true last year. Accordingly, acres used for wheat are expected to be down this year. Kleinjohn chalks it up to a function of economics.
Producers think they can make more money growing other crops. In general, the trend has been decreasing wheat acres as kind of corn and soybeans move to take over those acres.
However, if wheat prices stay increased, that could buck the trend and acreage could rebound a bit. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. The state teacher apprenticeship pathway has both increased its cohort size and endowed about 50 new teachers. Advocates say in a state with a noted teacher shortage, it represents steps towards closing the gap for educators. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
The pathway gives qualified and interested paraprofessionals the opportunity to advance their careers to become fully fledged teachers. For Catherine Blaha, State Department of Education Division of Accreditation Director, it does make a difference in the lives of those involved and the communities that they serve.
As I listen to people who have been accepted into the program and hear their stories, It's an opportunity for them to make a difference at a different level in the classroom, but it's also making a significant impact on the communities that they're living in and the financial changes for the families and their own personal children.
These cohorts are expanding to provide more opportunities on the back of support from the governor.
We've had state support for additional funding in the program, and it really is a program that allows individuals who may not otherwise have had an opportunity to seek a position as a teacher in a classroom to gain the experience and training to do so.
As a result, Blaha says the new cohort will have over 70 positions. That's the largest group since the inception of the program in 2023.
It's been a tremendous program. We've got 118 that have graduated as of the spring and summer 2026 graduation ceremonies. Really looking forward to the impact and the differences that those individuals will make.
This program is run through Northern State University and takes an average of 2 years to complete. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
South Dakota's top tourism official says while it may seem counterintuitive, higher gas prices could actually benefit the state's travel industry. State Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan tells South Dakota Newswatch the state has outperformed other states in prior years when gas prices were high. In addition, a recent survey found 90% of South Dakotans plan to travel this summer despite the higher costs. Hagan says this could be a boost for regional tourism destinations like South Dakota. A third Republican candidate is entering the race for South Dakota Attorney General. Court Judge John Fitzgerald says he's stepping down from the bench to run for AG. He was elected to the Fourth Circuit Court in northwestern South Dakota back in 2022. Prior to that, he served decades as state's attorney in Lawrence and Butte counties. There are two other Republican candidates in the race, both county state's attorneys. Austin Hoffman serves in McPherson County, while Lance Russell serves in Fall River and Oglala counties. In South Dakota, the GOP picks their attorney general candidate via state convention. That convention takes place at the end of June in Rapid City. State officials say a record number of teachers are taking part in a reading education training program this summer. The Department of Education's Literacy Summit takes place in Mitchell next month. More than 1,000 educators have registered for the event. The DOE says the summit aims to elevate their skills in the science of reading. The state legislature approved $6 million in funding for this program back in 2024 with the backing of then-Governor Kristi Noem. Governor Larry Rodin says the investment is delivering, quote, real results for South Dakota students and teachers. The South Dakota Hall of Fame announces the 2026 class of inductees. Officials say these 10 individuals were chosen for having a, quote, profound impact in South Dakota and beyond. Some of this year's inductees include Dr. Susan Anderson, Dean of the USD Sanford School of Medicine, Brian Blonde, a philanthropist who has helped raise hundreds of millions for nonprofits, Dr. Eugene Hoime, who co-founded Sanford's Children's Hospital, Peter Larson, head of the Black Hills Institute, who took part in the excavation of the T-Rex known as Sue. The class of 2026 will be celebrated in a September ceremony in Chamberlain, Waucoma. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.